listening to the Mickey Words Podcast.
You're finding out 10 years late. What do you think about that?
It's the business model. It's the business model.
And we just looked at each other, horrified.
Yeah, let's go live. Let's go live because I got a sauce. I got a sauce for question. I got a question for sauce.
How did you just phrase that? A sauce for question?
Yeah. Okay. This question is for you though, so that's kind of funny. What do you know about accordions, or what does anybody know about accordions?
I have an accordion.
Well, Rob might be more knowledgeable than I, but I know I know some things about accordions we need to know.
So
did you find one?
Yeah, dude. That property that I'm clearing out. I've just been making myself piles every day and coming home with like loads of treasures. And I found an accordion, and I haven't had a, this is the first minute I've had, I just thought it might be a fun talking piece to Google any of this shit. There was an accordion and this Japanese acoustic guitar, that I cannot tell what it is, 'cause the inside's all scratched, but it says like made in 1960 something. So might be kind of cool. You know what? Maybe I'm going to go grab it from the car. Let me bring it in because it's probably worthless. It's probably fucking worthless.
Let's do an accordion show. I like that. Accordion episode.
I'll grab mine in a second too. I like Max asking your opinion and then leaving.
I haven't said anything about the accordion.
Maybe Sauce would know. Actually, I'm gonna leave.
Yeah, I thought this was my time to shine. Turns out.
All right, let's check this thing out.
Yeah, let's.
All right, here we go.
Proper case.
Is it a typewriter case?
Small one. That's very small.
What is that?
It's an
accordion case.
It's a Hohner Club 3.
Ooh,
I mean, that looks
cute.
Nice.
Do you guys know how the keys are? Like what this means?
No.
I think it's kind of like, I want to say it's like the scale, but it's major, minor, and then maybe diminished or something, or I don't know. Do you know what I mean? No, maybe not. If they're single notes, then no, I don't know how it's laid out.
I have no idea, but it works. Oh, wait, who's playing accordion? Oh, nice.
Mine looks like this.
Oh, it's a little guy.
No, this is a toy.
There we
it's
go.
A joke.
Beautiful.
Huh.
But
it's really good.
I think Jesus Christ. I think the real boys look like this.
Whoa.
I don't know what any of these are. I think it's like a major
built into the front of it.
So yeah, I mean there's a keyboard obviously, but dude. I think it's like
Rob.
A major, minor, does, major.
Where
seven.
Did you get that?
My sister gave this to me.
How long have you had that?
Years and years.
Why have we never used it?
Because the strap is broken, you can't do anything with it.
The strap. The strap is broken.
Yeah. This doesn't connect to anything.
Casey is furious.
Does he, first of all, we have legitimately used accordion samples. Okay.
Oh, I know.
Second of all, it's not like he's never recorded anything in his own space that's on a record. Okay. So it's not bring your accordion with you.
You can't just tell somebody
I'm just
to
saying,
play
if
accordion.
You had a, if you had a cool ass ivory accordion made out of actual elephant tusk like that one is, sort of a
like,
blood
what's
accordion.
What does this even mean? There's a wheel here. I don't know what that does.
It's the whammy bar. It's like a pitch bend.
It could be.
It's the modulation.
Yeah, we're into that.
Play us that haunting air. I love my heart.
I don't. Yeah, I just don't know what
already,
this is.
Already, he's already written a song. How often do you play it?
It's very difficult.
You guys know any famous accordion players? Are there any famous?
Weird Al.
Well, besides Weird.
Yeah, obviously.
Besides Weird Al, I answered your question.
I feel like I've asked this before. Has anybody tried the it's a MIDI controller where it has, it's like bumps of the,
is it the soft
scale
one?
Yeah.
And yeah, it's kind of like, I think it was called the rolling.
Like on a MIDI controller, right? If I hit too hard and it triggers the wrong velocity, that's just me with bad form and technique. But that seemed like a way to be able to sort of like oh, too hard, I can back it down. Or like, oh, too soft, I can ramp it up and play dynamically like that.
Well, you're talking about polyphonic aftertouch. It's this extra bit of play in every key on, like, every keyboard has aftertouch, but some of them have polyphonic where it measures your pressure on the key after the strike.
Like when you press down the key, is there then like another click?
Yeah. No, not a click. It's like a squish.
Like a squish. Oh, okay. I like that.
Squish.
It's a pretty typically programmed controller value for synthesizers. But the Roly is undoubtedly more expressive. It's certainly more expressive.
I just see people on Instagram. I see people rip on that, and I see people rip on the Harpeggi.
I would suck at both. I'd like to get a Harpeggi.
It is a little accordion-ish.
You're saying Harpeggi with an H?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you seen those? You've seen those. It's like
I feel like it's a little bit more... Wait, touchscreen?
Is it not touchscreen?
I'm thinking of the instrument that like is a bunch of strings and a bunch of frets.
Yeah, but I thought that was a image. Hmm. No, it's actual strings.
Yeah.
I thought that was like an iPad screen. There's something
about
there
is an iPad
how
app.
Soft.
No. You're talking about GarageBand.
Dude,
I'm talking about the
you're Corey talking Henry about videos. That app that looks like you're drinking a beer when you tilt your phone.
Yeah.
Oh man, what a ridiculous app. I do remember that, the early days of the iPhone. It was just like literally
it was a glorious time because anything was exciting. I remember that
What was it?
Paper into the basket? Are you talking about the crumpled up?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
That was a hit.
Yes.
That was a hit. The fucking the gun.
No.
Everyone had the version of a gun on there because you could just press it and it goes.
What?
It's just a little soundboard.
No, sorry, bud. Not everybody had a gun on their phone. I did not have a gun on my phone.
Yeah, it was just one of the. You know,
everybody had a gun.
No. It's just one gun of the few available little dumb pointless apps like the don't panic button people had. You just open up the app and it's a big red button. And you press it
for sure.
Says, don't panic.
I just don't remember. I don't remember guns.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had the beer app instead.
A button makes sense because you're going like this, but a gun, it's like just a picture of a gun that you press and it makes a shoot sound.
Yeah. I mean, it got boring after 30 seconds, but for whatever reason, it was probably more because I was a kid and that was just.
Probably more because you love guns.
That too.
Yeah, I don't mean in a creepy way either. Like you love and are good at and are knowledgeable of guns and gun usage and gun safety and all that stuff.
I want to make us all aware of this suggestion because I think this would be funny moving forward. Any context in which we play go get your gun, replacing the word or the verb shoot with pew.
Pew, 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 pew.
That's a fantastic idea. Lily made that suggestion.
I generally don't like suggestions that are going to make the band seem stupid. And I think that
it
would
is a
be
silly
if, like, just you have to picture that for the entirety of the song. Yeah. And by like the third or fourth time, you know what I mean? Wait, does it only happen once? Yeah, it does only happen once. So I guess actually not so stupid. Doesn't it? It doesn't happen more than once. Shoot, shoot, shoot,
it
shoot,
does.
Shoot.
It does, because it happens after the bridge. Because there's...
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, there's the bigger one.
I don't think it's a stupid suggestion. I just feel like I would... By the time we got to the second one, I'd be dreading it. Unless people, for some reason, which I don't think would happen, unless they just were dying of laughter. Still, from the first one. I was like, we're going to hit you again with pew, 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 pew.
Oh, shit, it's coming back. We played it with feeling. Oh, I was just there.
Shit.
Oh, that button it does say air bypass right there. Yep.
How can you bypass air when you're using an air-powered instrument?
Listen, man, I don't know how...
It's the fake it button?
Any accordion works, let alone a toy one.
he says before he shreds. Very funny. Very funny. Okay.
We'll be sucking daily.
This was a, and I'm sure everyone has seen this because it's just one of those things that's made its rounds on the internet, but it's in regards to basically the wealth in America. And it was like, if a monkey hoarded more food than it could eat and kept it away from everyone else intentionally, scientists would study that monkey to try to figure out what was wrong with it. But when billionaires hoard all their wealth, we revere them, and it's a great thing. We can't believe that they've been so successful. I know.
It is weird, the culture behind like the fandom of wealthy people, especially when it's at like to people's own personal detriment. Right. To hold that, yeah, that fandom. I don't know.
It's a resource that's being withheld from everyone else. But yeah, sure, celebrate it, I guess.
Yeah. The amount of celebrities, I probably not a huge amount, but was it Robert Downey Jr. who would come home and there'd just be like a person in their house that like tracked them down? Oh, I really wanted to be here.
He gets happened to a few people.
Yeah. Like, what the fuck? Do you imagine any normal person, any one of us, you walk home, there's a guy there waiting to meet you?
I think I don't even want to meet people. I'm afraid to meet people when I'm within 5 feet of them, and it's the next event is to
when
meet
I've agreed
people.
To meet them.
I don't. Yeah. When I've agreed to meet, yeah. Or like, well, a good example is Mike Patton in Australia. I was way too starstruck to like try and talk to him or anything like that. So the idea that you would be able to be like obsessed with somebody and then just be like, fuck it, I'm just going to go to their house. Fuck it. No social contract. I'm just going to climb into their bed. I'm trying to think who was it him who said he woke up and saw him at the foot, someone at the foot of his bed.
Hey, I have a question.
What's your question, Sauce?
I wanted to share something with you guys. Give me a second.
Hold on. Sauce had a thing he was going to say. He talks so rarely.
Yeah. I was going to talk about accordions, but I kind of got steamrolled.
We just had a lot going on. I'm sorry.
Casey, you weren't even here for this, but the very first thing said on screen was, hey, Sauce, I have a question for you. And then I just never got to answer. And now here we are, an hour later. But I assumed he wanted to know something about value.
Are they haunted?
Some
is an accordion generally a haunted instrument?
No, not generally. Something has to happen to the accordion.
You said he looked like a house. What kind of thing can happen to an accordion for it to become a haunted instrument?
It could be caught in a fire with a person in the same room or something. It could it could be, you know, a weapon used in a murder. It could be in a car that fell into a river.
What if it gets haunted by somebody who can't play it?
If the accordion becomes haunted by somebody that can't play it, I mean, that really depends on that person. Does that ghost want to play accordion? Because it could probably choose not to have anything to do with it.
What would the ghost inside of an accordion be able to do if it chose not to play the accordion?
I don't know. Just hang out.
Probably moan.
You're just laying out the logic of it all. You don't care how it's applied.
Well, yeah. I mean, it doesn't matter what my opinion is. What matters? What matters?
We're talking haunted accordion facts.
Yeah.
This is just a theoretical question. It's not accordion specific. If you had an old, you know, presumably haunted instrument in your house, okay, and you didn't know it's haunted, you bought this old instrument. It could be an accordion, it could be whatever. In the middle of the night, you hear this instrument playing itself. Is it scarier if the song is a fucking mess? Someone that can't play the instrument, random notes, whatever, whatever.
Or a ripper.
Or if it's a very beautiful, well-composed, very articulate piece of music.
I leave that ghost alone. I let that. I enjoy their craft.
I'm just saying in hearing it in the distance.
Random notes is way fucking scarier.
You think that's way scarier?
Yeah, because it's like, okay, so you managed to like cross into this realm only to play a violin poorly. Like, oh, fuck. like, what else are you going to do?
Here's the thing, though. Something like an accordion.
Versus someone who can... would just be like, I just wanted to play it one more time.
But I would say that a ghost or some sort of specter being able to play with like surgical precision, that is what they're capable of. It immediately tells me that like they're capable of more physically, and I need to be more afraid of them. If they're just sort of like barely capable of manifesting sound from some instrument, it's like, I don't have to be afraid of you. You're slapping your way around that piano, I don't care. But if you're playing something crazy, then it's like this thing's going to flay me. This thing's going to take me apart one millimeter at a time.
Sauce, as someone that constantly has revolving instruments, what do you think?
Your question exactly on all this?
Like, if you just heard an instrument in the middle of the night that's in a different room, which one of those things is scarier?
I would think it'd be scarier to have a ghost that doesn't know what they're doing on the instrument, because it's like, well, who's playing that? Why are they playing that? You know, but if it's like,
I don't get that
proficient, if it's you're just proficiency saying happening, it's like, okay, well, who's that in my house? Why are they here? You know, I'm more intrigued as opposed to like concerned.
So I'm the exact opposite of that.
I'm totally the opposite. Too,
but for a
this is crazy
reason,
to me.
Listen,
the sound is creepier of random notes being played by any instrument.
For sure.
But the fact of a more proficient haunting, like a virtuoso at affecting the living world, something that can make little changes in the living world that fast and with that level of specificity, is much more terrifying to me than something that is just throwing whatever energy it can at the piano, manifesting atonal random sounds like that.
No.
The sound is creepier, but the action is not.
Because I could also very easily convince myself, if I'm just hearing random sounds, they're like, oh, some shit fell down, like whatever. If I hear
some shit still falling hours later,
concerto from the other room, I'm like, oh shit, there's no one else here, and someone is shredding. Like, I could something's going on, and I could never play that.
Here's a question. Playing this out, what is scarier? Like, walking out to your old grand piano, a proficient piece of music is being played, and it stops immediately when you're there. Or walking out to your piano, there's just sort of, like, sounds coming from it, random notes, and that stops when you're there.
Well, yeah, these are different experiences because the first scenario.
That's why I'm comparing them.
Yeah, because in the first scenario, it's like I'm in bed, I hear something. If I hear a noise,
you hear like Oscar Peterson level ripping.
And if I'm in bed and I hear that waterfall going on from somewhere else, I think that to me is inviting because it's like somebody is in my house for a reason.
But you know that nobody's you know there's no one in your house who should be playing that way. You're alone.
For sure. But I'm going to assume that person's friendly because otherwise why would they just be shredding piano? Why a criminal would break in and accidentally put his hands down on the keys.
What about a criminal who can play a piano amazingly?
Yeah,
there you go.
They're living.
Hold on. They are living. Yeah. Somebody gets into your house. Somebody trespasses into your home. Are you more afraid of the person who's just doing this on your piano? Or are you more afraid of the person who is in your house ripping on piano? Is that actually more inviting that there's somebody who just showed up in your house and they're ripping on piano? You're like, well, maybe.
If it's a real person, if it's not
I'm
a ghost,
assume
no.
That-
Wait, hold on. So, you're, Max, what were you saying? If it's a real person, which one is scarier to you?
The random banging.
Yes, no. Same.
That tells me it's just
no. That tells me it's somebody who randomly wandered in.
Oh, hey, check it out! It's a piano. And then they're
why is that scarier?
Because
why is that scarier than somebody who broke in and has sat down and is playing with proficiency? You're saying he's doing other things. All you know of these two scenarios is that. You are in a house alone where you know nobody else should be. You wake up to the sound of playing that playing is either atonal and random, or it's virtuosic, and you come out, and there's somebody who is trespassing in your home. I would be much more afraid of somebody who is both tremendously talented and has decided to break into my house than I would be somebody who might as well be drunk. He's not distracted. That's an assumption. You're assuming that this person isn't genius level fucked up, ripping on piano while listening to my every move.
Then I want to meet too many that assumptions fucking
either,
guy.
Either,
I
want to meet either that way.
Guy. Yeah.
I mean, either way, we're making assumptions and gonna be fucking terrified.
So, but then what you're saying is, in any scenario, a musician is less intimidating than someone who knows no music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I disagree with that.
For a group
I disagree
of musicians.
1,000% with that. I disagree 1,000% with that.
Listen, you can slice it and dice it all you want, but at the end of the day, I think we all know what we're talking about here.
Yeah. No, we don't, which is why I'm asking. I am genuinely confused how it is not scarier. Dude, okay, if you walk down the street and you see somebody in boxing gloves who you feel like is going to attack you, and that person is just fucking doing this.
Yeah.
And then you see somebody else who's like, looks like they're just a very proficient fighter. Right? That would make
that's
you more scared,
thing.
Right? It's
that's
not. It's
thing.
Proficiency.
No, I would think they're trained.
That's not my question. My question is, which person would you be more afraid of? Would you be more afraid of the person throwing random punches, or would
yes.
you be more afraid of the person?
In that context,
that's
I would.
Crazy.
They just seem less predictable. So, the other person seems like they're working on something to me, like they're practicing something.
Yeah. Okay, at what point with them both attacking you, do you decide
I should
have gone with?
No, so don't get
which
me wrong.
Which one are you more concerned about?
If these are people that I know are going to attack me, I'm
yes,
obviously more concerned with
more...
the person that is clearly a capable
okay,
proficient.
Boxer.
Wait, but Case, I thought of one that doesn't quite fit your criteria. There's a guy in your house, you didn't hire this guy, and he's fixing your sink, but it's clanging sounds, or there's a guy in there with a pipe wrench just beating your cabinets to death.
This is not even remotely applicable. This is not remotely applicable.
How? Because it would be,
because
this would be more
because,
analogous if someone beat the shit out of your pipes
I
and
said,
someone fixed them.
Yeah. The analogy would be that if my piano was broken and it was out of tune, and then I woke up to somebody tuning my piano versus somebody who came in, because that's what it is.
Yeah. You're right.
That's a completely different scenario.
I want to say also, just since you mentioned that, that is the creepiest thing I can imagine.
Yes.
Is waking
somebody
up to
breaks
someone
in and just
tuning
is tuning your
instrument.
Piano. Yeah. That's the most creepy.
Absolutely.
Especially if they're doing
piano
a bad job.
Fucking nuts.
If they're doing a bad job of that, that makes them seem more unhinged, I will say.
Right. Sounds good, right? No,
that's
sir.
Too specialized.
It absolutely doesn't.
If they have all of the tools to tune a piano and they're tuning it to sound crazy, yeah. Something about that throws me off.